KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 28 degrees. We do look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, our skies should be partly cloudy and we'll have a high near 60 with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa News, a National Park Service employee is credited with rescuing a man who jumped from a bridge into the Missouri River. Biologist Chris Holbeck says he was in his office Tuesday morning when he noticed from a window something splashed in the water. Holbeck quickly realized it was a man who jumped from the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge that connects Council Bluffs and Omaha.
So I called out to my colleagues to call 911, and I ran down the stairs. We keep a throwing ring, a rescue ring, by the back door because we've seen people jump from the bridge before.
Holbeck took the rescue ring down to the riverbank, but the current was pulling the man too far away.
I couldn't get to him. I kept calling to him to keep his head above water and to swim toward shore. Eventually, the boardwalk runs out, and I lost sight of the guy.
Although he believed the man likely drowned, Holbeck continued to search the riverbanks.
So I started searching the riverbank, and sure enough, there he was, and I pulled him from the river.
And according to Omaha police, the jumper, whose name was not released, was taken to a hospital and will be okay. Police in Red Oak Wednesday evening arrested a man on a Page County warrant. 28-year-old Mark Lee Parkinson Jr. of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6:45 p.m. on the warrant charging him with three counts of harassment in the first degree and aggravated misdemeanor. Parkinson was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on $6,000 bond while awaiting extradition to Page County. An accident in Mills County early Wednesday morning resulted in a woman from Missouri being transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs. The Mills County Sheriff's Office at 80-year-old Audrey Brooks of Kansas City, Missouri, was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Pacific Junction Rescue following the accident that happened around 3:30 a.m. on Interstate 29 at about mile marker 33. Brooks was traveling northbound in the southbound lane of I-29 in her 2017 Honda. 25-year-old Marcos Bautista Ramirez of Canton, Georgia, was traveling southbound and on I-29 in a 2009 Toyota when he noticed the wrong way Honda. Bautista Ramirez attempted to miss Brooks's car by swerving. In doing so, though, the left front side of his vehicle struck the left front of the Honda. The Honda became disabled on the road during the collision while the Toyota ended up in the median. In other news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 36-year-old Nicole Jean Cronlund of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Sarpy County, Nebraska, on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear in court. Her bond was set at $10,000. And at around 8:45 a.m. Wednesday, 42-year-old Stephen Wayne Thompson of Omaha was arrested at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Thompson's bond was set at $6,000. The Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests took place earlier this week. On Tuesday, 19-year-old Spencer Dennison of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. And on Monday, 52-year-old Mark Winston of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, as well as theft in the fourth degree. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning in Atlantic, and during their session, County Engineer Charles Bechtold gave an update on some current road patching and bridge projects, including one near Cumberland.
Bridge 25 down here, south of Cumberland, that'll be open up in 2 weeks. G61 over here, we did that patching, that's done. Working on fall work, doing mowing, getting ready for winter.
Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes and County General Relief Mental Health Coordinator Deb Schuler provided their quarterly reports to the board, but Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee was under the weather and unable to attend. Weed Commissioner Dennis Vogel submitted a written report and was also not in attendance. The supervisors approved resolutions Wednesday assigning county-held tax sale certificates to the City of Atlantic and an agreement to abate the taxes on two parcels of land if the city acquires ownership of those parcels. The board determined also that they would canvass the votes of the November 6th general election at noon on November 13th, and that is after their regular board meeting that begins at 10 a.m. that same day. In our funeral announcements, Shirley Ann Hoffman, age 81, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Shirley Hoffman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lulu Lockery, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Lulu Lockery will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Bowman United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Elizabeth Rubel, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Elizabeth Rubel will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Helen Fogelsong, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Helen Fogelsong will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Leola Porter, age 101, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Leola Porter will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Reba Vanderhart, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Reba Vanderhart will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home. Arnold Arnie Nelson, age 83, of North Sioux City, South Dakota, and formerly of the Audubon area, died Wednesday at the Prairie Estates in Elk Point, South Dakota. And a memorial visitation for Arnie Nelson will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Myers Brothers Colonial Chapel in Sioux City. Roxanne Martin, age 62, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Roxanne Martin will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Winston Kingery, age 87, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Winston Kingery will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Kendall Warren, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Kendall Warren are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.